Dr. Pinsky dictating, I'm Al IME on Franklin Green, G-R-E-E-N. You may not be aware that I previously evaluated Mr. Green, as described in the reports listed above. They pertained to a back injury he allegedly sustained at work on 5-18-04. Pretty is now a 61-year-old male. He reports he was injured again at work on 11-3-21. Period. He stepped off of a truck and fell. Period. He lost his footing and injured his right knee. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. His further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Period. This was repaired surgically. Period. He has completed a course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Mr. Green was seen at work not on 11-3-21. Period. He was climbing down a ladder from a dump truck and slipped and fell, landing on his right knee. Period. He denied any prior injuries to the knee. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with the right knee contusion, for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period. X-ray showed no acute fracture. Period. He followed up here through 11-8-21. Period. At that time, he reported 100% improvement, and his pain level was 0/10. Period. He felt ready to return to work full duty. Period. The formal results of the x-ray showed mild osteoarthritic changes. Period. Examination of the knee was benign, and he was released to full duty. Period. New paragraph. On 1/27/22, he underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Dwyer. Period. He admitted to two prior injuries at work involving the right shoulder and Achilles. Period. Dr. Dwyer performed an exam and reviewed the x-rays, rendering diagnosis of right knee pain with effusion and complex tear of the medial and lateral menisci. Period. He expressed that he had not been completely honest when reporting 0/10 pain at WorkNet to avoid being out of work. Period. A joint aspiration and corticosteroid injection was advised, as was an MRI of the knee. Period. On 2/7/22, right knee MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. On 3/11/22, Dr. Dwyer performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petition followed up with Dr. Dwyer postoperatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. This was rendered through for 6/22. Period. He stated his knee was feeling great and he was attending therapy. Period. He was released back to work effective 4/11/22. Period. He had excellent range of motion and stable ligaments, with only minimal discomfort over the medial hemi joint. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Green was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 12/23/09, complaining he injured his left shoulder when manipulating a large section of a slate that he estimates to be approximately 225 pounds. Period. He was diagnosed with roulette rotator cuff arthropathy versus tear, for which an MRI was ordered. Period. At follow-up on 1/15/10, the MRI was noted to show a high-grade partial rotator cuff tear involving the supraspinatus tendon and was shown to be on one of the articular surface. period. He was referred for a course of physical therapy and could return to work immediately, performing transitional duties on a full-time basis. Period. He continued to see Dr. Ponzio and submitted to surgery. Period of 2/6/11, he expressed improved rotator cuff function, status post arthroscopy of the left shoulder with manipulation, excision of scar tissue, acromioplasty, and mastectomy. Period. He encouraged unrestricted upper extremity strengthening and flexibility exercises. Period. On 4/13/11, he wrote, Franklin had regained full smooth range of motion of his shoulder and was cleared to return to work on a full-time, full-duty basis. Period. However, on 12/28/16, he saw Dr. Ponzio complaining of acute low back pain after a motor vehicle accident of 9/4/16. Period. At that time, he was on a bicycle and was struck by a car. Period. He went to Hahnemann Hospital in emergency room afterwards and complained of low back pain at an 8/10 level. Period. By then, he had undergone an MRI. 1/12/14/16 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Ponzio diagnosed spinal stenosis, common right hip pain, lumbar stenosis, and intervertebral disc degeneration in the lumbar region. Period. He was monitored by Dr. Ponzio and on 10/4/17 had his second epidural injection completed. Period. On 7/20/21, he reported the results of lumbar spine x-rays that will be inserted as marked. Period. His diagnosis expanded to lumbar spinal stenosis with neurogenic claudication as well as chronic pain syndrome. Period. He underwent right hip x-rays on 1/9/17 that were read as unremarkable. Period. An epidural steroid injection was administered on 7/27/17 by Dr. Korda. Period. On 9/12/17, he continued to see pain management. Period. He was thought to have a recurrent lumbar facet syndrome secondary to the motor vehicle accident. Period. It was recommended he have additional facet injections. Period. He also was referred for another lumbar spine MRI. But this was done on 7/20/21 and compared to the study of 12/14/16 to be inserted. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was uncooperative from the outset, refusing to complete much of the routine intake questionnaire. Period. He was hard of hearing. Period. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars above the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Many muscle testing was 4+, resisted right hamstring and quadriceps, strength but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He was tendered at palpation by the right knee medial joint line, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive athlete's compression maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal, and then lumbosacral is normal. Impressions on 11/3/21, Franklin Green injured his right knee stepping out of his truck. Appeared he was seen at work that same day and initiated on conservative care. Appeared on 11/8/21, he reported complete resolution of his symptoms and was cleared to return to work. Period. He belatedly underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Dwyer on 1/27/22. Period. Right knee MRI was done on 2/7/22 to be inserted here. Period. This was followed by surgery on 3/11/22 to be inserted here. Period. Physical therapy was also rendered postoperatively. Period. He continued to see Dr. Dwyer through 4/6/22. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found full range of motion of the right knee without crepitus or tenderness. Pretty had mild weakness in right hamstring and quadriceps strength without overt atrophy of the thigh. Appeared similarly, he was able to squat and rise using the same muscle groups without difficulty. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. End.